talking to Daniel Rose at Spring, and I was just asking you basically where the idea came from for this kind of an operation.
Actually, the idea, the first incarnation of the restaurant was not like this. It was every table, I made a different menu for every table, depending on what it was they wanted to eat and what I had. But that became way too complicated, and so my waitress said, you should just serve everyone at the same time and the same thing. And then it became this. So it wasn't it wasn't the idea for the restaurant. The idea for the restaurant was actually much more elaborate. And for 2 weeks I did make a different dinner for everyone in the restaurant, for every table. But it just became easier to manage. Yeah, it's a lot more work than I... It was good. I had enough energy for 2 weeks to do it, and then after it became 2 weeks.
As the economic climate goes in the direction it's going, you must feel rather glad that you've set out something, to do something on a rather modest scale that does not have the kind of overheads, either of elaborate ingredients or of large staff, that is going to drive a lot of places straight into the ground.
Well, I do have a disproportionate number of staff now. Two plus me for 16 people. The only advantage that I have is that the restaurant is full, whether the people lose all their money in the stock market or not. It's recession-proof for the moment. Although I have bought another restaurant that is a much more elaborate project.
Oh, really? So you're planning to branch out?
No, I'm planning to move.
Oh, really?
But it's a very complicated project, and it's the creation of a restaurant here in Paris. So it's very complicated and very expensive. But those are the kind of challenges that I like.
Presumably, the costs will move up. The cost to the customer will move up.
But it will go up. Actually, it will go up to, instead of 42 euros, maybe 50 euros, something like that, in the evening. So not, I don't know exactly, but the idea is not to charge more money for what we make now. The idea is to offer more and charge more money.
Well, I hope that the economic climate doesn't do you in.
Well, it might. I don't think so. The restaurant could be potentially full before it opens, which would be a first. It might be difficult to get a loan from the bank.
Well, yeah, it's going to be difficult for everybody.
This isn't really a business anyway, so I have trouble imagining it going out of business.
Well, did you have any idea that you would become so much flavor of the month
or of the year? I didn't know what happened. I had no idea. No, I thought it'd take 3 years to find customers and fill the place up. I had no idea. It's not. What I was surprised was that, once it became the flavor of the month, which was the first month we were open, I don't know if it says more about my restaurant or about the journalistic scene here in Paris, but in the spring, I think 6 or 7 months after we opened, we were again the new restaurant, the new restaurant. And then in the fall, again, we were also the new, young, up-and-coming restaurant. And then more than a year later, we are still the new restaurant. So it's like the flavor of the month just keeps going and going and going. In fact, I went on vacation after the first month of August, and I thought, they'll forget about us when I come back. But then the message machine was even more full than ever.
It's not... not a question of you as a celebrity chef so much, it seems to me, as the fact that you've set up a sort of a relationship, a kind of a relationship in which what you happen to be is not the most important thing, but it is what you do just in terms of the relationship itself.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of perspective on what happens here. But I'm glad to hear that it doesn't seem like a celebrity chef thing, because I don't think that's really that's not really the...
You seem fairly relaxed here.
No, I mean, not so much. Every service is new, so we don't have any... Everything we made today for lunch we never made before. So there's a certain amount of anxiety attached to that.
Yeah.
But that's actually the only thing
but,
that we...
But I'm not talking about, you know, whether your brain's working hard. But the atmosphere in the kitchen is not...
But we don't want to share that... we don't want to share that anxiety with the customer.
How far in advance do you come up with your menus?
It's spontaneous mostly. I don't exactly know what would be for dinner.
But it must be based to some extent, a lot of extent, on what you find in the market when you go.
Artichokes and things like that. So there will be artichokes tonight, whether they're in the first course, the second course, the third course, or if a dish revolves around them or not, or something like that. I don't know.
Presumably, you must have an occasional failure going about it like that.
Yeah, there are things that are less. The Saint Pierre yesterday was less good than today.
But
that's okay. That's part of the. That's part of the thing.
Yeah,
it's also part of the price.
I feel about restaurants, my own personal preference, more or less the way that I feel about a really good jazz combo.
Sometimes they're on and sometimes not. When they're on, it's magic, and when they're not on, it's still a nice evening. They never serve you crap. They just sometimes...
Yeah. I personally just have no interest in those places which you know exactly what you're going to get and exactly what it's going to taste like every time you go, as if it came out of a high-class packet of some kind.
I think one of the food critics said something like it's a restaurant that resembles life or something like that. And I thought that was a really nice that was a nice way to think about it.
Providing it's a good life.
or just that there are ups and downs and that there are, you know, some days are different than others. But I think that's what people are looking for also in that kind of thing.
You had a certain amount of chutzpah to tackle Paris as an American.
Yeah, I don't think about it like that either. This is just tackling Paris, isn't it? All I tried to do was open a restaurant. In fact, I expected less people than this to come, so...
I think one thing you've got working on your side is that the Paris food scene is just so enormously varied that there are so many niches that one can fit into, including now even, you know, ethnic of an increasingly high standard.
It's a question of mathematics, too. It's 16 seats in a city of 2 million, so it doesn't seem... If I had 30 seats, I don't think I would be full all the time. Maybe I'm wrong, and people tell me I'm wrong. The next restaurant will only have 20 seats.
That's what you're going to. So that's not a big jump up then.
Except 200 square meters, which is 10 times the size of this space. So that's a question of evolution.
What you succeeded in doing here is food of the of Michelin starred quality with modest ingredients, I think. Not the showy bit, but the sort that where you serve up something simple, the way that it would taste in Plato's Heaven.
It's interesting because I did my studies in... I spent 2 years studying ancient Greek translations of you know, starting with Plato and then Bible and things like that, the Old Testament.
Meaning the high day they are Paleo Dark Leo.
So I am a big fan of the way things should be. I believe in that, actually. There are a way that things ought to be. This is not all relative. A piece of lamb that should approach, what a lamb is like, what a lamb is supposed to be like. It's not all relative. I wouldn't say I have a philosophical discussion every time I cook, but I'm interested in the process of how these things get made, too. That's more as interesting to me as as actually making them. In fact, I don't like to make them. That's why I make something different every time. Because that process is never finished. Just like a discussion, philosophical discussion is never finished.
Yeah.